Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lila and Val. We're bringing you some very interesting bedtime stories tonight. We have the honor of introducing Mary Rodwell. She has been a lecturer and an author, and she has done what is considered a very wonderful thing. She has done a book in the area of aliens and star children. And we sure would like to have some feedback and interview her. This is a one-time thing with her, and it's wonderful. We're so honored to have the celebrity here this evening. And so we're going to start with Mary. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing and how you got into all this?
Lila, I'm very happy to share a little bit about how I got into this very unusual field, if you like, as some people would call it, although it's very much the norm for me now. It's my normal life. I trained as a nurse and a midwife, and if you told me 40 years ago that one day I would be traveling the world talking about aliens and UFOs, I'd have probably said there's a good psychiatrist down the road. So a lot has changed. It was from being a nurse and that I actually then trained to be a counsellor, and it was really that back door, being a counsellor, working in medical practice, and then finally working in counselling agencies, you know, doing a whole range of things from grief and bereavement to people with issues, etc., that I came to the most interesting in my book counselling was when a really lovely gentleman came through the door and said he'd heard I was open-minded. For this, there was no support group. And for him, that he said, most people just think you're crazy. And he told me that he'd been taken up on spacecraft, that he woke up with marks on his body and shaved areas. The whole family was having experiences and very scared. And he said, you know, can you help? Well, that started me off on this journey. And fortunately, because I'm a collector of books of all kinds of phenomena, always since I was a little girl, I was interested in the mysteries of life and what it all meant. Why were we here? You know, the big questions. I'd read a couple of books on the topic, which I was very grateful for, because it helped me help this gentleman. And one of them was by a psychiatrist called Dr. John Mack, who sadly got in London a few, you know, years ago. And he wrote the book Abduction, Human Encounters with Aliens. He was a former professor of psychiatry at Harvard University, so I knew he was extremely credible. And also the book that most people within the field know about is Whitney Strieber's book, Communion. So I've got a professional looking at this phenomena, and I also read about someone experiencing it. So I was fortunate to at least have that. And really, the first gentleman that walked in the door, as I say, very credible, he was very articulate, he knew how it sounded, but was seeking help. And that's really where, you know, the rest is history, really. 25 years now down the track, supporting people from all over the world. I've worked with over 3,000 individuals globally, and I've written the two books, one particularly to help people through the process called Awakening. And my second book, it broadens it because I now talk to families and children with experiences that recall going on spacecraft, what they learn on spacecraft, how they feel connected to the beings. In the new human, the new children that you mentioned, Lila, which are the ones that are often seen as dysfunctional. In fact, I don't believe in dysfunctional. I just believe they're an upgrade human, and they are just operating differently, and we haven't yet recognized it. So really, in overview, I've gone a very long way down this rabbit hole that we call the extraterrestrial phenomena. And with anyone who has any doubts that it's a reality, there is so much evidence now on the internet. All I say is do your homework, do your research, and I think you'll find that it's compelling to understand that we're not alone.
You know, Mary, this is such an exciting and wonderful thing that's happening. But and we're finding, too, with introducing our new thinking of, you know, people just seem to be resistant. They just don't want to be bothered, or they're happy with the way their lives are. And aliens, I tell them, you know, there are aliens that are really here. They really, really are. But it kind of glazes over. How do you get through to them?
Well, I'm of the opinion that it either hits you in the face when you see your first unexplained aerial phenomena they call UFOs. Sometimes it's the way someone's hit across the face with it, and it's very hard to deny. Having experiences where you wake up and you can't move, then you feel you've been taken somewhere and had procedures done and wake up with marks on your body. It's very hard to keep denying that. There are those that I think, because they're so entrenched in their belief system, whether it's through religion or something else, that it's very hard to face the fact that what they've believed all their lives may not be accurate, and it can be very scary. It is like I was talking to a young Indian man who told me he was a starseed, and he said the problem with his culture, with his relatives and with his family, is they, these gods, which he says I know, are extraterrestrials. They're not gods at all, but I can't tell them that because they still worship them, they still pray to them. And he said, you know, what can you do? How can I say to them, you're worshiping extraterrestrial beings, not gods? So, you know, it takes a process. It takes people being ready on some level to take that step and question their reality, to question their educational beliefs. Let's face it, everyone is programmed to believe unless you can touch it, feel it, see it, hear it. It isn't real. And yet we all actually access dimensional reality. We all have intuition. We all have emotions and knowings and insights that do not come logically, do not come through that 3D window of reality at all. And, you know, how do you explain that? But psychology still denies that unless you can see it, feel it, touch it, and analyze it, then it isn't real. So we've got a psychology that's inaccurate. We have a psychiatry that's inaccurate because it doesn't embody multidimensional reality and human consciousness.
Mary, you know, I've been wondering for years about stars. They say that there are special people that have special intuition and all this. Do you suppose maybe, I know one of them all, I was looking at the children and the mother putting their babies in their carts, and wondering, gee, I wonder if that's a star baby. And how can I tell? Do I have to, maybe my child is more than a star, or where does he come from? What does he, what can he, can't talk yet, or maybe that's too young yet. Are star children older than that? I just don't know. Tell us something about star children.
Well, I believe that it's not just the newer generation. Some are saying that it's from the year 2000, we've got the very awake new star children. But star children have been coming in for many generations. And even the older generations that I talk to, my age and even older than myself, there were just not so many of them awake to this, or seeking their understanding or trusting their senses. It's just that with the new ones coming in with less baggage, if you like, And I was told that the ones from 2000 particularly are born very young. And as one star girl told me from Spain, that she had encoded in her DNA the wake-up call at 15, where she suddenly realized who she was and what her mission was, and or with all her psychic abilities and what have you. Every single one of us has those abilities. It's just for many of us, we've been told it's not real, it's your imagination. So we've shut down. Whereas a lot of these new kids coming in with far more awareness of what's going on, so they're not quite so easily shut down. And that is because they appear different and dysfunctional. So modern psychology says, oh, well, they're not normal. Diagnose them as ADHD or Asperger's or some forms of autism or dyslexia. They're not dysfunctional. They're just wired differently. And part of that wiring stops them being programmed into the 3D matrix, which is inaccurate. So what we're seeing now, and you're quite right, even the babies, many of them are being born telepathic now. So if you see a little baby, bright and intelligent, even though they may not say anything. I mean, I've often done it. I've talked to them and often response with them because there's an awareness and an awakeness to them that gives you that sense that they're one of the new ones. So I'll often do that, the little baby in the pram, the baby, and I'll look at the energy and how awake it looks, and then I'll just say, hi, how are you doing, in my mind, you know, and say, how are you managing planet Earth and whatever. And it's amazing the responses that you get. So any time you see a baby like that, Lila, you try it and you see what happens.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah. You say they look different. It's just that they're more aware, more awake, or just more energy, or just more beautiful.
It's more of an energetic thing. More that I work with those that are star seeds all over the planet now. There's an energy or a frequency that they have, and you can feel it if you're open to it. And it's interesting that I sometimes challenge people who I think are pretty certain that they're star seeds, and I'll just take them by surprise, and I will say to them, so where are you from? And sometimes they'll just say, oh, I'm from England, or I'm saying, no, where are you really from? Without, oh, the Pleiades, or Orion, or yeah, whatever. And I laugh because I've caught them out, and then really was asking that in the first place. Because what we're discovering now is many of those that are waking up, whether they're older generations like myself or younger, a huge shift that people are waking up to who they are and what they are. And I believe my understanding of the DNA and what's happening with the dormant DNA is being activated. And what I have always believed from the research that I've done is that we are a created species by these intelligences, and in our DNA is their DNA as well as ours. And what seems to be happening is a lot more of that part of our DNA from our cosmic heritage is now being activated. And that's why people are identifying with being hybrids and saying, look, I'm a hybrid and I know I'm from a particular star system. What really is happening, I believe, is that DNA from that system is being activated, and they start to feel connected to more of those star systems than just as a human, as it were. So many, especially the younger children and young adults that I talk about, hybrid. And my genetic nature is with Andromeda, Arcturus, and human. And they'll know that. They know it in a way that is integral to their understanding of being a hybrid. So we've got many like that now all over the globe, and even older generations. As they get their DNA activated through healing procedures, they may wake up through a shamanic experience. They may wake up because they've had a near-death experience. It isn't all by seeing a UFO or going up on a craft. It can happen in numerous ways. Spiritual practices can activate HFNA, because as their frequency rises, it activates more of that dormant DNA, which is part of our heritage, and they start connecting to the being and start communicating. Many start communicating with them, getting downloads of information from quantum physics right through to healing information, new healing models. It happens in a multitude of ways, and it's all about the spiritual evolution, if you like, of humanity, is how I've come to understand it.
Well, that certainly puts a better light on things. It does. And are the aliens kind of very, well, they must be very aware of these children.
Well, and so are the covert agencies on this planet, I might add. And they will do their very best to shut them down, because they don't want these bright new humans coming in and changing them to the status quo. But certainly it's an orchestrated cosmic agenda, as far as I can ascertain at this point in my research, that there are many species out there that are wanting to see humanity evolve. And I think part of that is because of our technology, the fact that we now have technology that could destroy the planet, but also affect them, and that's not okay. And so they're trying to get us to be spiritually evolved so that we don't do stupid things with it, technology, and we use maturity. That run, like at the moment, I think they see us as a three-year-old with a loaded gun,
yes.
And doesn't understand that it can kill people. So they're having to do a very quick upgrade, I believe, and that's why we're seeing such a preponderance of more awake people on the planet now, who are trying to change what we're doing to the, you know, in ecology, in how we live, in the motivation mind why we do things, to stop having wars, to care about the plants and the animals. This is what the message we're getting from many of these intelligences now that are interacting with us.
It's very admirable. I understand that you're very positive with what's going on. There's other that they're looking at the HARP and the 5G and the mandatory vaccinations and GMO foods and all the restrictions, and they're seeing, you know, the demise of the planet. So I was wondering how you see, is there a time factor here? Because things seem to be getting worse and worse in terms of, you know, the restrictions that we're getting. How do you see, and especially, are you familiar with the Orions or the reptilians? And do they, that's the second question. And do you see them as having an influence on the planet?
I think one of the things, Val, I've learned going into this is it's not black and white. And the first of all, let's talk about what's going on the planet right now and how dark it appears to many people, and very disheartening when we see, as you say, all these things going polluted atmosphere, poisoning the rivers and the oceans, you know, doing to children multiple vaccinations, many of them, you know, in my view, are not in any way positive to our health in one way or another. We've got fluoride in the water, for example, which is a neurotoxin. Apart, you know, you've mentioned some of the things there, the chemtrails, all these different things. And we have now a process where ADHD, instead of seeing that as an upgrade human, they're actually putting drugs as in children as young as 4 or 5 that are damaging these children. Yes, they slow them down so they can be programmed into 3D, which isn't accurate anyway. But not only that, that's making is affecting their bodies and their minds in dreadful ways. And they're on them for years and years. All of this, I believe, is coming from the top down. And so who is behind that machination of doing this to the planet and to people with no sense of benevolence to humanity whatsoever? And there is, of course, the inference that there are less benevolent entities out there are orchestrating this, and it's it's more than possible that some of them, like they Draco, some of the reptilians. Not, I don't think all reptilians and all of these species are necessarily bad, because experiences with certainly the reptilians and what have you. You have to be careful. Everyone in the it's the same with the grey. Many see them as given, you know, as negative. But I have been told of many encounters with various types of greys that have been very positive. One lady told me that she knew of at least 165 species of grey. So we've got to be very careful not to look at every different species in the same bucket. I think that we live in a duality. We're living in, you know, where we have the positive and the loving, and we have the not loving and the negative. And I think we're, as a soul coming into, experience both. But certainly, at the top of the tree, whoever is controlling the strings, whether it's AI or whether or not it's a number of species, which may very well be the case, how do we change it? How do we get this planet back on track and have it the beautiful planet it is meant to be? And I think we're very close to a shift happening. And this is what the children, I believe, have incarnated for. They've come in to bring more positive energy and understanding to help us clean up the planet. When I have a 9-year-old tell me that one of the star languages she speaks heals water, for example, I've had the children tell me how they can control the elements. One little 7-year-old described to me how he can look at someone if they're telling the truth or telling lies. And I said, how do you know when they're telling the truth? What does it feel like? And he said, well, I go all warm when they're telling the truth, but I go all cold when they're telling me lies. So these kids can look at you and know you. They look at your frequency. Many of them are telepathic. You. Now, it's very hard to do what these darker forces on this planet have been doing for years through fear, through propaganda. It's very hard when you've got kids this aware. So, of course, the program is, how can we shut them down? Of course, one of them is give them polluted food, you know, give them polluted water, etc. Into them, all those different ways. So we've got to be really cluey to what's going on, to really understand what's going on. And we can do several things, not only to highlight this to other people when parents, you know, are saying, how can I help? Give them organic, make sure their water is clean and pure, you know, give them a healthy lifestyle, make sure they don't use too much technology so that they are completely absorbed and addicted to the technology. Give them an opportunity to bring in their awareness, their understanding by listening to them and loving them that they need. Then we've got a whole new generation of very aware, very cluey children that can do things to change this. I was talking to a 17-year-old young man in New Zealand who told me he was an Arcturian ambassador and that he's come to change the way we arrange our habitat more in harmony with the planet. So these children are coming in with skills. Some of them have come, some of them have the system, like the indigos. They've come to challenge. And if you haven't a challenging child that's like this, it's probably because they need to rebel. They need to say this is not okay. And they're the ones that need to come and change the status quo. And our job as older generations that are supporting our families and our children and grandchildren with this is to support their awareness, to support their gifts, because I believe they're the ones that will be pivotal in changing what's going on this planet, because nothing is too hard, you know, if you have hope and you believe in it. Because one thing this 9-year-old told me is human beings are absolutely amazing, that they've just got to believe it and then they will be able to manifest their gifts. So we've really got to trust ourselves and trust our abilities and trust our knowing so we can make a difference on the planet. And I am certain that we can.
Yeah, I think you're very right on with what's happening there. Part of what we do as a nonprofit, we're setting up new school homeschool, university, the Nations United Universal University, with really a real purpose for these young children and adults that are coming through. I mean, right now, everybody's working basically for the system, the military-industrial complex. Most of the jobs are related to supporting them. So what we will be setting up are jobs that support the environment and that help clean up the planet. I think, and just going back a little bit, I wasn't inferring that all reptilians are bad either. I mean, they're just like people here. There's good and bad, you could say, but it's the social engineering. I mean, these controllers are very savvy in how they manipulate and engineer people. They know the social psychology, so they, you know, how many times have we heard, like, well, I'm just doing my job, you know? I mean, they've got people, so we're, their livelihood is if they don't follow directions, you know, if they want to be the whistleblower, they'll be gotten rid of, or their family will suffer, or they'll lose their job. So it's same with the reptilians, same with the humans. The controllers are very savvy as they go from planet to planet. And what they do is they just destroy and, you know, manipulate and use the resources, like in the planet Earth here. Gold, they're using, you know, this is a human farming planet. But what you're doing is wonderful because you're helping to wake up people, you know, and especially the children are the future. And you've got it right on here. You're going in the right direction, you know, at least I feel. So I'm really joyful that you're doing here. And I know Tim is here. He's part of our team. He's from Grants Pass, Oregon. I know Tim wants to chime in on. Tim, are you there?
Yeah. Hi. It's interesting about these beings coming from different places in this material realm or world or place. But it does seem like with the way that the humans have been conditioned, that it's just getting worse when we see the millions and millions and millions of automobiles and the planes and the boats and the trains and everything polluting our air. And we see the atomic energy like Fukushima polluting our ocean, and the chemtrails that we hear of the poisons that aren't good for the physical beings, this food that we're having mass produced on Earth called GMO, and it's not good for the body, it sounds like, either. And there does seem to be brutalitarians, authoritarians, whatever you want to call these powers that be, like they may be called the bankers or cartel or things like that on this planet that we're all affected by here, and that it seems that they have so many abilities and powers advanced that even if we do all clean up the water or try to, and clean up the air or try cleaning the air and fixing our food to make it good or wholesome or real, these powers that be seem to have the ability to destroy our efforts and our very planet. So what's really important is why these star children that are given that name, what their intent is here to do if it leads mankind to real guidance and a real education, and possibly to get to know different realms, places, worlds, like the physical, this stuff that we call this world and the planets and stars, and then this astral stuff about our emotions, feelings, things like that, and then like the causal, the memory realm, if we do reincarnate over and over, and if we've come from different planets over and over, and all the experiences we've gathered are for lessons to actually get us to a point where we can earn our way out of this physical stuff into what's called real universes. There's a mental realm, it sounds like, too, and a etheric realm. And so to get to the real universes, it sounds like they need to let mankind know that if they're sincere in seeking to not have to come back into a world that is more polluted and worse and to live in many ways, that we need real guidance and a real education. Sure, the food and water and air is very important to us physically, but what's really important is the lessons so that we can get out of this having to come back over and over as slaves or food for aliens or whatever all this stuff's going on the earth. It seems so terrible with diseases, wars, and poisoning of everything. So there's this song that's being offered right now on earth. It's called, it goes like, new you. And if a person
You there, Tim? We can't hear you anymore.
Oh, I guess he's finished.
Oh, I hit the speaker button, I guess.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah. He's back.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi. And so that it's very important to have a real connection to real guidance, which we seem like is very possibly happening on earth right now with real universal guides. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rebazar Tars or Yabo Sakavi or Fubi Kwans or Lai Si or Rami Nuri or Shamasi Tabriz or Kata Daki or Dwayne Hepner, Ava Schoen. It's just that I wonder what this intent is in the physical of these people, these beings called star seeds or children, because I see all these beings, the children that I'm run into in life, and it doesn't seem like they're being given the truth, I guess you'd call it, about what it's all really about. Like, do the star children say what is the reason why they came here? And
okay, Tim, is that your question?
Yeah, I'd say that what is their intent?
Well, it's a very good question. First of all, I can understand your feeling of despair looking at the way the world is and how it appears that those in control are going to stay in control simply because they have access to all the money, the power, etc. But if you're noticing, one of the interesting things that's going on at the moment is with people waking up, and actually many of them have been in that materialistic world at the beginning of the 2000s, but by the time it was 2011, 2012 onwards, many of them have had a complete shift in their awareness. Many of them have left corporate and have gone into healing, into holistic ways of living. This is a movement that's happening globally. I've seen it as a researcher, where one minute they're there with the, you know, with the six-figure salary and the two cars and the big house. They've given it all up because they have gone and decided to grow their own food and live holistically and take care of the planet. So there is a shift of awareness that is happening right across this planet. The other thing that's happening, which I feel is a great indicator of that shift, is more and more people in these particular fields that we know are corrupt, whether you call it conspiracy or not, I call it, you know, critical thinking, when you can see what's going on. What's happening is much of that is being uncovered now. The corruption is being uncovered. Left, right, and center, people are being held to account. This upgrade of awareness is not just happening on, you know, one socio-economic level. It's going right through our society. So there are many in those fields that have had shifting and wanting to change the consciousness of the planet, and that is going on. And more and more, the corruption is being unveiled for us to see, for everyone to see. In other words, more and more people are waking up. Now, Dr. Lena Olsen, who is a molecular biologist and also an experiencer and also some, one of those letter people, she calls them, which are the ADHDs, she suggested it or looked at it this way, that Earth is separating out into two frequencies, low-frequency people and high-frequency people. And she said the low-frequency people are the ones that are going to stay in 3D, that on the soul contract or soul journey, they are going to live within that particular paradigm which we're experiencing now for whatever reason, for their soul growth or whatever. But the rest that want to move now to another sphere of awareness, they're the ones that that we hear about talking about the new earth, that there is another dimension, if you like, for those that are ready for it, where there is another earth where you will live quite differently as well. Some people believe that that's the way it will be. I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying I'm getting a lot of information that suggests that we're very close to some form of shift. The children talking about it, about the new earth, they have access still, because they haven't been shut down. Many of them haven't been shut down yet. And so they are aware of going to other planets. They talk about going to other dimensions. And, you know, when you've got a seven-year-old telling you that he travels to the ninth dimension, that the little greys can only go as far as the sixth dimension, and that he, if he has the mathematical number, can go through portals to other planets. This is the awareness I'm talking about. This is not limited to this planet. It's limited to their multi-dimensional awareness. And when you say, you know, the information they're getting, it's not the information they're or being taught at school, because they're told how inaccurate that is. They're taken up on spacecraft. They are shown the origin of the species. They are learning complex physics and mathematics of the reality of a multidimensional reality, for example. They're taught healing techniques, how to use AI and to levitate. This is the new human that's coming and is here, that is going to change the way we understand reality. And they're everywhere. They're right across this planet. There's not an odd one here and there. So it's happening with a shift, whether that means those as a soul choose to stay in 3D and deal with what's happened to this planet, and those that are saying, I'm now ready to go to another level or higher awareness. Because the other thing I haven't mentioned is we're not just talking about extraterrestrial. We're talking about interdimensionals, extra-dimensionals, transdimensionals, and beings from our future. So we're talking about different intelligences that are assisting on one level or another. And the star kids are the ones that have incarnated from many of those star systems to bring in their awareness and their understanding. So when we talk about who's giving them the information, their family, their star family is. They are communicating with them. Many of these kids are telepathic, so they're not relying on the rubbish that they're fed on this planet at all, which is generally just about fear and telling us how helpless we are, or they're using ego to get you to believe you're so great that you actually fall over yourself. So either of those two things are what they play with to get you trapped into those lower frequencies. But as soon as you go beyond that and realize that, then they can't access you because you're not going to be programmed by that kind of frequency anymore. And this is what's going right across this planet now. People are getting it and they're waking up and they're no longer being polluted on every level the way they are at the moment. And that's why the schools that need to happen for these children are ones where the children tell us what they need to be all they can be. It's going to actually be where they're the teachers, not us. And that's a complete reversal of roles. All we'll be there for is to provide them with the environment to do what they've come here to do.
Oh, this is so exciting, Mary. Would you just a little bit slower, please?
I have another question about the 5G affecting these star children, because the authoritarians, or whatever you want to call them, the beings in power, know that they're present too, and they're trying to put out these damaging radiation waves to affect them. I don't know if they're going to be able to deal with preventing the authoritarians from doing this 5G to mankind.
Hi, Tim. Yes, that is to shut them down. But remember, if you think of the soul journey, the way that I look at it from that level is that we've all incarnated to this planet at this time, and we've got a job to do. And there would be no point in all these amazing children being born right now or choosing to be born right now if it was for a waste of time. So they must know on some level how to deal with what's going on this planet. Otherwise, there would be no point to their incarnation. So as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty logical that they will have abilities that will enable them to get past whatever is thrown at them. Otherwise, as I say, what would be the point of them incarnating in the first place? The abilities of these begun, it's just what their abilities are. When I was talking to one, he was a 9-year-old boy. He lives in the US, and I was talking to his father over Skype, and he asked his father, could I speak to Mary? This young 9-year-old, why is it you feel you can speak to me? And he said, well, it's because of your frequency. He then told me that he was aware he'd been taken to an underground base. While he was there, he was sat in a chair and there was a woman in a black military uniform in front of him. There was technology to the side of the chair. He explained to me that her purpose was to bring down his frequency, his technology, to reprogram him and to get information about what he knew. He was aware of what he was doing, so he kept his frequency higher so she couldn't do that. So that's one example of how aware these children are.
Good.
How's that going to affect the rest of us, though, that aren't the star children, these 5G, if they don't prevent it from taking place, will be mind controlled, like robotized or something, it sounds like.
Tim, we've already been robotized to a fair extent as it is, but it hasn't stopped from waking up because the programming has been insidious. But the mere fact that it's supported by many benevolent intelligences, the fact that more and more people are tapping into their awareness, you know, we're finding more becoming clairvoyant, clairaudient, you know, seeing energy fields, are able to communicate with these intelligences, people getting downloads of information and what have you. They're not able to stop that. That's going on despite all the fear, the propaganda, the chemtrails, the pollutants. We're a lot stronger than they tell us we are. And that's the important thing you've got to remember. You've come because on some level your soul has chosen to come and experience this, not because you're going to be wiped out by it, but because on some level you're going to understand and know what to do with it. So it's about you accessing that awareness, that understanding, and not letting fear, which is what they're using to control this planet, is all. I mean, I call the news the doom and gloom show, but I watch it because I want to know what lies they're telling so that I can work out what the agenda is. So once you wake up to that and you can do things to protect yourself, there are lots of things. Make sure you eat healthy organically. Make sure that you don't get exposed to too many of these frequencies. Your body and your consciousness is a lot stronger than you think. And you've come here as a soul with the tools you need. Otherwise, what would be the point?
Eric,
that's the question. What's the point?
Eric, are you there? Do you have a question or a comment? Eric, maybe. There he is.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I was just listening to all of it, seeing all the viewpoints everyone is sharing. Well, I try not to predict the future or anything like that because everything really is up to free will. I think it's really important to support all of the awareness that is being shared across the globe right now. I see the children as very, very important because I mean, I did say I don't want to predict the future, but the children are the future of this planet here. But I think it's very important to support the awareness because I see it as, since we are far more than just these physical bodies, we are awareness in a sense, the essence of the being. So I'm really not that worried about, like, you know, the destruction and things like that, but it's more so helping people become more aware that there is, you can make better choices. Like you don't have to destroy everything or really be afraid of everything being destroyed. I don't know. I think what you're doing is very wonderful, and I think more people should know about the wonderful and special children that are coming through. Like if all the parents in the world would start paying attention to their children more, they would really learn a lot because children are significantly more free with themselves and free with life and far more open and connected to life than most of the conditioned adults are on this planet. I don't know. I just think that's really important. That's all I really have to say right now. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. That was a good observation. Would anyone else like to, Kelsey? I understand you've been kind of waiting. No?
No, she's not here.
She's not.
You can make
Sorry.
It.
Okay.
We had a couple of guests that couldn't make it. They really wanted to be on, Mary, but they're a couple of our seers, and they work on the we call it the real side or the inner, and they're working with the Orion Council, which has been bumped around, moved around. The Queen has been put away. The Queen of Orion has been put into the Phantom Zone because she's not been cooperating with some of the things we've suggested. She's pretty arrogant, actually. So she's been put away, and the council, Orion Council, has gone through several changes where right now the youth actually are the mainstay of the council. I mean, their youth are like 500 years old, you know, because they live to be thousands of years old, the Orions do. But we're working with them. And anyway, the two that we're going to be on tonight because of other commitments, or one was sick, one had a commitment. But we're aware of what's going on, both in the physical, that's part of what we do. We help people become aware of the scientific, educational, political, social, all the manipulations that are going on with what they're doing with the social engineering. And then on to more of the subtle areas of what they're doing to enslave people. We call it, there's a term, tap lining, which is the bad alien they do to us in the dream state. It's a, like a subtle, well, it's actually a physical attachment they put on the back of the back and the spinal area. And it's a way to enslave and bring back for more reincarnations people, and to hold them as basically slaves to whatever they want to do to us. But you know, that's another thing we help people become aware of. But the main thing here, just for your information, just to expose you to this, what we do is to help people become aware that there's actually two parts here. There's creation, and there's the real universe, is what Tim mentioned. And creation is everything, the levels, like Tim mentioned, the physical, the astral, the causal, the mental, the and that's, I mean, huge. Big, even the physical universe, all the star systems and all. But you get into the astral, it's even greater. And you can get totally absorbed and lost and, you know, very easily, because there's a lot of deception going on, even in the world. So a lot of these religions, these predetermined ones and areas that you can go to, dimensions and everything. I mean, just like here, there's a lot of deception going on. So what we do is we provide guidance through these areas to, we call it the real awareness or the real universes, because all the creation worlds are still in, you could say, an illusion. They're still created, you know, they're a created consciousness. Consciousness is created. It's not like... It's something that is created. So the real universe is what we call, it's an isness. It just is. You can't add to it. You can't create, you know, you can't do anything. It stands alone and has nothing to do with creation, although creation is part of it, but it has nothing to do with creation. So it's a matter of recognition, and not manifesting something or believing in something or moving into. There's no movement. It's just a recognition, because it already is here. It's just an isness. And it's very hard for people to pick up. So that's why we talk about going through, you have to go through yourself. It's not about somebody else. Somebody else can guide you or give you hints or references, point the way. But it's up to each one of us to actually recognize this isness. It's here and now, and it's different than Eckhart Tolle, you know, that kind of now. It's actually a reality, not just an idea. So it's very interesting. It's very difficult, challenging to get this across to people. And that's part of what our nonprofit is involved in, is just guiding people and educating them that there's actually the creation, and then there's this isness. And this isness, to the mind, it doesn't exist. You know, it's an unknown. You have to take a risk to actually get beyond the mind and all these dimensions and planes and levels of existence, you know, that the mind is either conscious of or unconscious of, but it can go to, you know, it can experience bliss and joy and peace and happiness and all that. That's fine. Nothing's negated, but this isness actually is beyond, it's not even beyond these things. It just is. And just for the mind to grasp that, it's impossible. So it's what we're doing here with, Eric here and Tim and Lila, myself and others. We have just a few people here actually that get this, recognize this. But I just wanted to share, and that's what we're doing. We're just sharing. We're not a movement or a teaching or a path or anything like that. We're just sharing what we found with this reality that just is. It's very fascinating the way it is. And I appreciate you listening to us. Go ahead, Lila.
Yeah, you know, I think this is very exciting. All of us together, we're just trying to wake up people. They're just in la la land here. And thinks that everything's going to be okay, and they don't listen to you, and you're far out, and we're far out. And, you know, if we all could get together and just really make a movement, you know, to wake people up, because if this planet is just slowly being destroyed, none of us want that. What do you say, Mary?
I think you're absolutely right, Lila, and I think every one of us has come in with unique understanding and perspective to actually broaden the perspective of listening to each other and how we see the world, how we understand it.
Absolutely.
It's really the important thing. It's not about you're right and I'm wrong. We all just have a unique perspective on reality in our lives. And by listening to each other, we get even more of a perspective that helps us on our planet. And that, for me, is the ultimate, most important thing to do of all, which is just to give people love and the acceptance that everyone deserves.
Yes, you're so right. You know, absolutely. Everybody has a different perspective of what's real, you know. And it doesn't make any difference how you break through this, you know. You get a little piece of the puzzle, and you get a little piece of the puzzle over there, and pretty soon you've got everybody working in harmony, and really together we can do it, you know. Two is better than one. And I think that if we put everything together, and really we'll have a lot of power and a lot of direction for people.
Well, for me, that's how you get to see the elephant that we've all got bits of.
Yeah, you're right.
Some people say, I know what it's all about, and they've got the tail. And somebody else says, oh, I know what it's all about, and they've got the ear. And somebody else has got the trunk. Mm. We actually still only got bits of the elephant. So the more we hear of other bits of the elephant, the more we've got a better idea what the elephant looks like.
Oh, you're so right. You're right on. That's it. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, to the next question.
I think our time is up. It looks like it's okay. Getting to be that time. It's time for us to kind of digest, and I hope that, I mean, we've had a wonderful evening this tonight. You know, what a bedtime story this is. This is just really outstanding. And We are so honored to have you, honestly, Mary. You're just wonderful, and we appreciate you and love you. And I think that, if we all get to work together, we can maybe save this planet. I think we can. Okay, Mary.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure, Val and Tim and Lila. Thank you for inviting me, and I hope you have a really good evening.
Thank you, Mary, for coming on.
Yeah, well, thank
we'll
you
keep
so
in touch.
Much.
We'll keep in touch. Thank you.
And sweet dreams, Mary.
Thank you very much. Take care. Well, bye for now.
Bye.
Good night.